The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome back, America. I'm Hugh Hewitt. Former President Trump will be in Youngstown, Ohio on Saturday night. And the 45th president will be speaking at the Cavelli Center. Now, that's named by Sammy Cavelli, who's a friend of mine. And Sammy is a graduate of Warren JFK High School. And former President Trump will be accompanied by J.D. Vance, who is running against another friend of mine, another graduate of Warren JFK High School, Tim Ryan. But I think J.D. is going to win. And I've said that. I just don't beat up on my friends on the air. And that will be a very interesting rally because it is opposite the Ohio State-Toledo game. Now, the Ohio State-Toledo game starts at 7 and should be over by about 7:15. Not technically over, but C.J. Stroud, Trevaeann Henderson, I'm just not too worried about the Rockets. God love you, Rockets. God love you, Toledo. Nobody ever talks about Toledo. I will. I'm glad that Toledo gets a night game at the Shoe. If you want to hear what that means, you got to go listen to Buckeye Talk with Doug LeMaurice. I was up late last night listening to Buckeye Talk with Doug LeMaurice. His Wednesday show is Rants and Takes. And I continue to marvel at the fact the guy is not on the radio, Pete Franklin-esque, every night across all of Ohio because it was so interesting. But I learned last night Ohio State is playing three night games at the Shoe. One of them is against Toledo on Saturday night. But I don't think there is going to be any danger of there not being a capacity crowd. I'm joined by the former president of the United States, Donald Trump, right now. Good morning, Mr. President. How are you?
There will be no lack of crowd. I can tell you that on Saturday night. There never is.
You're in Youngstown. You're at an auditorium named for Sam Cavelli, who went to Warren JFK. You're going to be talking about Tim Ryan, who's another alumni of Warren JFK. And you're talking with me, a third alumni of Warren JFK. And we can all tell you, you're in the heart of Trump country in Youngstown.
That's Trump country. It's great country. And we're going to start doing the fields now because I guess the arena holds 7,000 or 8,000. We fill them up very quickly. We have televisions, big sets out on the back of the arena for people if they can't get in. But we like those fields because you can have unlimited numbers of people. But this is a beautiful place, and we now, because of the weather, we can now start opening up the fields, which is great. We've never had rallies like this. I've had the greatest rallies, but we've never had the kind of enthusiasm that we have right now.
You're going up against Ohio State. I hope you at least pay homage to the Buckeyes in your opening remarks, Mr.
President. Yeah. Well, I guess, are they playing Toledo?
They're playing Toledo Rockets, yeah. Okay. It's going to be over by about 7:15.
Yeah, it should be okay. And we are going up against them, and that's fine. I think we'll do very well, even against Ohio State. Don't forget, I'm the one that got that football season started. You were not going to have Ohio State football that first year. I got it started a year earlier. And maybe earlier than that. Who knows?
Buckeyes won't forget. You're in Jim Tressel's town as well.
Forget. I got for the people of Ohio.
Let's talk about election 2022. The GOP wants to talk about inflation, crime, the border, education, and China. I want to talk about inflation in China mostly. Democrats want to talk about abortion and about you. So I want to make some news at the beginning of this. Do you feel like the Department of Justice is trying to indict you, Mr. President?
Well, there is no reason that they can, other than if they're just sick and deranged, which is always possible, because I did absolutely, you've seen the legal papers, absolutely nothing wrong. And there's no reason that they can do that. And I'll tell you what, I would have said there's no way they can raid a house either, because, you know, it's Fourth Amendment stuff, and what they did is terrible. And I don't think the people are going to stand for it. If you noticed, the poll numbers are the highest they've ever been. The people are not going to stand for this stuff. They've weaponized Department of Justice and FBI. And, you know, I don't know how big you've covered it, but I can tell you the biggest story would be, especially if it was reversed, that Danchenko was paid right after 2017, right after I went. So I'm sitting in the Oval Office, And the FBI hired Danchenko to do all sorts of very terrible things. Now, when you think of that story, that's incredible, Danchenko being the Russian. So it was them, you, with the Russians, not
Well, me. The Russia story is over. They are attempting, I think, to indict people for plans to select alternative electors on 1-6. Have you received a target letter, Mr. President?
No, I haven't at all. And frankly, when you look at alternate slates, that's been done for decades and decades, many, many years. Alternate slates are actually common. I wasn't involved with alternate slates, but I can tell you many people have been for many, many years doing alternate slates. In fact, your friend Tucker Carlson did a story on it last night. How it's
have
a
you,
standard way of, you know, working elections.
I'm going to be on with Brett Baer tonight. I want to make sure I get two more questions asked. The first one is, have you been asked to appear before the grand jury?
No, I have not.
And then the last one, Mr. Patel said he witnessed you giving verbal orders to declassify the papers that ended up at Mar-a-Lago. Do you remember making those orders?
That's correct. And not only that, I think it was other people also were there. But I have the absolute right to declassify. Absolute. A president has that absolute right. And a lot of people aren't even challenging that anymore.
So the last question is, I don't think they're going to stop till they indict you, Donald Trump. Will you run for president anyway, even if you're indicted?
Well, I can't imagine being indicted. I've done nothing wrong. Look, if you look, you know it better than anybody. You've covered it well. Impeachment hoax number one, I beat it. It was a total scam. Impeachment hoax number two, a total scam. I beat it. Russia. I beat it. The Mueller report. I beat it because I did nothing wrong. Now it's turning out that they did wrong. Now it's turning out that Russia was about them. They're the ones that dealt with Russia, not me. It's all right. Been one giant scam. And on top of that, let's face it, I was a great president. We did more than between the biggest tax cuts, rebuilding our military, the biggest regulation cuts in history, the greatest job numbers in history by far. Laura Ingraham the other night, I know, had a program where she said that the income to families was greater under me than it was with Obama, Bush, and Biden put together. So, I mean, and you look at, you just look at the numbers. Look at the kind of numbers we produced. And even after we went through the plague, the gift from China, the plague, I got it back on track, and the stock market was higher than it was even before the plague, just before the plague came in. So
now, Mr. President, you know the old saying.
We had an amazing 4 years.
You know the old saying, a prosecutor can indict a ham sandwich if they want to. I'm just asking, if there is such a prosecutor and they indict you, would that deter you from running for president again?
I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it. And as you know, if a thing like that happened, I would have no prohibition against running. You know that. You've already.
I do. And that's what I want people to understand. That would not take you out of the arena.
It would not. But I think if it happened, I think you'd have problems in this country, the likes of which perhaps we've never seen before. I don't think the people of the United States would stand for it.
What kind of problems, Mr. President?
I think they'd have big problems. Big problems. I just don't think they'd stand for it. They will not sit still and stand for this ultimate of hoaxes. We went through phony impeachments. We went through phony Mueller reports that came out with no collusion. We came everything that they've done to try and stop progress. And on top of that, I did more than virtually any. You take a look with the biggest tax cuts, with the rebuilding of our military, with all of the things we've done. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it, since they know I'm totally innocent.
You know that the legacy media will say you're attempting to incite violence with that statement. How do you respond to what will inevitably...
That's not inciting. I'm just saying what my opinion is. I don't think the people of this country would stand for it.
Now, I want to go to China, which you just mentioned. You're a real estate guy first and forever. Have you looked at the Chinese real estate market? Do you think it's going to collapse?
Well, it could very well collapse. China is not doing very well right now. One of the reasons is because I put on tariffs, the likes of which nobody's ever seen before. Not one president took in 10 cents of tariffs or of taxes or of anything. No money ever came from China to the U.S. What I did is I put on hundreds of billions of dollars worth of tariffs. coming into the United States, they pay tariffs. And Biden, as much as he wants to do it for his friends, who pays his son and him a fortune, Biden is finding a hard time taking those tariffs off. So much money is coming in. And if they took it off, we'd lose our steel industry almost immediately and would lose a lot. So because of what I've done, they're having a hard time. And China would love to get those tariffs taken off. That I
can't. If the real estate market begins to crumble in China, as it is already beginning to crumble, it's in Ellis Items this morning, the news items by John Ellis. And I just think it's a very dire situation. Will it impact the United States real estate market, do you think?
It could, and it could also make it better. Could also make it better. People are going to invest in the United States. If we're smart, it'll make it better. People will want to be in the United States. We cannot let China continue to rip off. You know, when I came in, they were doing $536 billion worth of deficits with China. And I turned things around, and those tariffs have been a godsend. And it's really, I mean, it saved our steel industry. Our steel, you could speak to anybody in the steel industry, they'll tell you Trump saved us. We wouldn't have a steel plant open if I didn't put 25 and 50% tariffs on all the steel coming in from China, where they were dumping it in order to destroy our steel industry. They were dumping it so that our steel industry would be destroyed. It wouldn't be able to compete. And when I did those tariffs, we saved our entire steel industry, and now they're doing well, actually.
Hey, everyone, this is Dwayne Patterson, producer of The Hugh Hewitt Show. I've known for a while now that there's been far too much of me here in the studio, and I finally needed to do something about my weight. My excuse was always that I couldn't follow a plan with the crazy schedule that I keep. I heard about PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition and how they customize their program for each client, and I decided to call. This was no problem for Rachel and the PhD team. They had me map out what my day looks like and created a plan to follow. And so far, I've lost 16 pounds already, and I'm just 2 weeks in, on the way to my goal of losing 45. Call PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition at 864-644-1900 and make your appointment for your consultation. The plan is simple. It's based on science and nutrition. There's no pills or injections, and they even include 80% of your food if you want it. Call them right now at 864-644-1900 or find them online at myphdweightloss.com and tell them you heard about it from Dwayne, the producer Hugh actually has on The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Now, let me turn to J.D. Vance and your endorsements. The BBC, of all people, has a story out this morning that says over the past several months, candidates endorsed by Mr. Trump have pocketed victories across the country, winning 92% of the time. That's the BBC.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good record.
Higher than that, if you want to know the truth. But I'm not going to get overly upset with the 92%, but the number is higher. And the endorsements are 98.6, and that's easy to remember because that's a perfect temperature, I think. 98.6% of the endorsements when I've made an endorsement. And I endorse J.D. Vance as an example, and he's done great. He's really doing good. Herschel's doing good. I think Dr. Oz is doing good, but, you know, Fetterman is totally cratering, I think. I mean, if he doesn't crater, nobody will. If Fetterman makes it, anybody can make it because
Jim Bognett said you can't.
It's not only Fetterman, it's what he's done. He was the mayor of a town that's a disaster. I mean, the town is almost closed up. He's destroyed the town. And now they want to have him destroy Pennsylvania. I don't think he's going to make it.
Oh, I think Joe Day is going to win in Colorado as well. But let me talk to you about the inflation number, Mr. President. President Biden said a month ago that inflation had gone away. It was at zero. He was wrong. It was at 8.3%. Food bills went up 13.4% year over year as of Wednesday. Is that the issue of the hour? And by the way, he's beaten you in that number. Joe Biden's got, you know, 10% inflation in some places, 13% inflation in food. You didn't have any inflation.
I didn't have inflation. We had better than no inflation. We had 1%. You know, inflation's an interesting thing. The ideal number is between 1% and 2%.
Yes.
And I said, let's keep it down. And we kept it down. And I kept energy prices down. A big factor, what happened to him were the energy policies are so stupid. And this whole new thing with electric cars, where all of the material for batteries comes out of China or China, you know, Congo, which is controlled by China. But it all comes out of China. And when we have a thing called gasoline. And that all comes from us. We have more than anybody else, the oil and gas. And it's so crazy what they're doing. I just wrote this morning, and I said something to another group. I said, the single greatest gift that we've ever given to China will be the electric car. That will really kill us with China, because they have all the material for the batteries. We don't have that. We don't have that. But we do have the gasoline for the cars that people want. And I'm not against electric cars. I personally don't like them because they don't go long enough. They don't go far enough. You have to stop for 2 hours. And that's not going to get that much better no matter what they do. So I think it's insane what they're doing. Let the market determine. If somebody wants to buy an electric car or a gasoline car, let the market determine.
Now let's turn to the border, Mr. President. Earlier this morning, two busloads of illegal immigrants were deposited on the front lawn of Vice President Harris's home, the Naval Observatory. Of course, they can't get in because it's secured. There's a fence there. But Greg Abbott sent them there. Yesterday, Governor DeSantis sent two plane loads of migrants to the United States without permission to Martha's Vineyard. They're trying to draw attention to the lie that the vice president said last weekend when she said not once but twice the border is secure. How big of an issue is this, and how much of an issue will it be in 2024?
So Democrats are all about a word. It's called disinformation. Some people say misinformation. Pretty much the same thing. You want to define it? Disinformation. They're all about disinformation. They will look at a border where millions of people are pouring through from prisons, from everywhere. They're emptying their prisons into the United States. We're like a dumping ground. And they'll say, they'll look you in the eye and they'll say, we have a secure border. We have wonderful economy. We have no inflation. I mean, he had at a party the other day on inflation, and they just announced the worst numbers in the market was the seventh worst day in the history of our country, and he's having a party. They're all about disinformation. They will look you in the eye and lie to you. Well, they're lying about the border. They're lying about inflation. They're lying about our country, because our country is being poisoned from within. And we're in big trouble unless something happens. And I hope we're going to do well in November 8th, and I hope we're going to do well in 24.
Well, on the education issue, if you're referring to that as the poison within, the school loss of learning for children was immense over the last 2 years. Masking is mandatory in some places. Schools, I think, are mostly open. Do you think Democrats have to pay that ticket, their policies at the local level? Is that going to matter in Youngstown,
well,
for example, on Saturday night?
Yeah, what they do is they'll try and talk themselves out, like defund the police. All of a sudden they say, oh, no, we never said that. You know, they'll look you in the eye. They'll say, we never said it. They're actually still saying defund the police. Same thing with education. With those mandates and with all of the things that they've done, what they've done to some people, some students, young people, I think they live with it for the rest of their lives, actually. It's a very sad, very, very sad situation. But I think a lot of these young people are going to live with this for the rest of their lives.
So, Mr. President, what will you tell the audience in Youngstown on Saturday night that J.D. will do differently to turn the country around? Because it's going in the wrong direction, according to three quarters of the people.
Well, it was going in the right direction, and now it's going. And don't forget, I ended NAFTA, the worst trade deal ever made, with the USMCA. And it's a gold mine, that deal, for us. The problem is Mexico and Canada want to renew it. They want to change it. They want the deal changed because they're getting killed by it. So Mexico and Canada, which have ripped us off for many, many years with NAFTA, they want that deal changed, and they want to change as soon as possible. And I understand that they're starting a negotiation. They shouldn't change anything. That's been an incredible thing for manufacturers, for Ohio, for every place. And we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about a lot of things. We made a lot of great trade deals. The reason we have things going is that we have made with South Korea, with Japan, we've made some. And with China, we made an incredible trade deal with China for manufacturers, but most specifically for the farmers. The farmers are doing so much. Now China is going to say, because they don't respect our leadership, China is going to say, we're not going to be living by that deal. They're already starting to say it, because this was a deal where they were buying billions and billions of dollars of product from our farmers and from our manufacturers. It's an incredible deal. And, you know, it's a deal I didn't talk about that much, because right after making that deal, COVID came in. And once COVID came in, I sort of had it with China.
Well, let's talk about the Abraham Accords, because even the New York Times, in a review of the new Peter Baker, Susan Glasser book today, which is not very flattering to you. I haven't got the book. They didn't send it to me, so I don't know what's in it. I haven't read it, but I read the review.
Well, I'm not very flattering to them either.
Okay, so I don't know what's in it, but I know that the New York Times reviewer had to admit that the Abraham Accords was a great thing. So they have to give you that. I always remind people that you and Mitch McConnell got together for the Supreme Court. You know, he held open the vacancy. You put up three great nominees. The Supreme Court has gotten things right, including the Dobbs decision. Do you think Republicans ought to run with Dobbs, with their arms around it, and your court, or away from Dobbs?
Well, I think they have to get away from people that want to see abortion even after. I mean, if you think, take a look at this governor of Virginia, the previous governor of Virginia, where he talked about killing the baby after born. You put the baby aside. I mean, this is where they're going. They'll kill the baby in the ninth month. The extremity of it, the extreme nature of it is so crazy. No, I think a lot of people are starting to understand that's extreme. What you're coming up with and what's been done has been, what they've done is they've moved it into the states, and the states are making the rules. But they've done that, and that's something that for many years, I believe that Ruth Bader Ginsburg always felt strongly that that was a state decision. And what they've done is a very proper thing. And you have to get rid of the extremists on the left. They're saying you can kill the baby in the ninth month. You can kill the baby after birth. You can't have that. There's no country that has that.
Are you happy with the Supreme Court 3 years after you began the makeover of it?
Well, I'm proud of them. I mean, they've done a great job. I'm also proud of the fact that we've got almost 300 federal judges all throughout the United States, including Washington, D.C. Over 300. We have almost 300 judges, and that has a big decision. That has a tremendous impact on our country. You take a look at certain areas where, I mean, literally Republican nominations were not represented, and now they're represented in large part by 50%. I could name some right now, and you can name them just as well as I can. It's totally changed the court system. So it's another thing that we've done. But between the biggest tax cuts in history, and you notice that he's unable to redo any of the Trump tax cuts. He's been unable. They want to raise taxes. He's been unable to get that.
His own party won't do that.
If they did that, our economy would really take a shellacking.
I want to remind you that our sponsor is andrewandtodd.com. There with Sierra Pacific, they lend you money to refinance your house or buy a home or help your son or daughter become investors in real estate by becoming a non-occupying co-borrower. They help senior citizens with reverse mortgage. They help veterans with no money down mortgages. They help you refinance. So if you need to get money out of your house or you need a whole new house, go to andrewandtodd.com or call them at 888-1172. I want to close on the judges, because I keep telling people the longest term impact of Donald Trump is what happened to the Supreme Court, but also 50 plus appeals court judges and hundreds of district court judges. One of those district court judges approved your request for a special master in the papers. Now, I know something about presidential papers. I know a lot about the presidential library system. Every former president has papers that should not be with them by accident. Did you take those papers down there after declassifying them intentionally, or did you have any idea they were there?
Remember this. Everything was declassified, number one. And if you look at the if you look at the act that was passed, it talks about what you can do, what you can't do, how you negotiate with NARA. And then if you look at what's running NARA, it's radical left run, radical left. And then you take a look at Hillary with her 33,000 emails that were deleted, and you take a look at Obama and others, and people say Trump's gotten treated very, very unfairly. Very unfairly. Take a look.
Did anyone from Justice ever call you up, you personally, and say, we need to get these records back? Did they make a direct appeal to Donald Trump?
No, nobody called me. And if you look at the act that was a relatively new act, you know, compared to the age of our country. But you look at that, you negotiate, you talk, you work it out. If you don't work it out, I think it says the president decides, but you'll have to get that from a lawyer. But we were having very positive discussions. All of a sudden, we get raided by the FBI. We were having very, very good and positive discussions. Then we get raided by the FBI.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Nobody's ever seen anything like it.
Well, I could talk for you hours about this, but let's close on the election, Mr. President, which I'll be talking about on Saturday night in Youngstown at 7 p.m. Inflation, crime in the border versus the Democrats wanting to talk about you and indicting you. What's going to win?
Well, I think that we're going to have a very big victory based on the economy. I think it's about the economy. It's about the horrible inflation. It's cutting people's lifestyle. It's cutting people's, it's ruining people's lives. What's happening? Look at their 401ks. Their 401ks, in some cases, are down 40, 50%. They're losing their money. They're losing their money. And if it keeps going like this, they won't have any more money. 401ks, that's a big thing. I'm going to talk about it, but people come up to me and they say, oh, they say, sir, my 401k has been decimated in the last year. You know, we had one of the worst years in the stock market in history. I don't know if you know that. Not only did we have one of the worst days 2 days ago, but we had one of the worst years in the history from the beginning of this year in the history of our country in the stock market. And people are being decimated. And I think that's what they're going to be talking about. If they ever did anything on indictment, I just think it would just tear this country apart. I think this country would be torn apart. You take a look at the support that I have. I mean, if you go to the event, as an example, if you go to the event on Saturday night, which is going to be, you'll see it's packed. They'll have thousands of people standing outside the arena. There's never been anything like this. In Alabama, I had 63,000 people. In Texas, I had 89,000 people. And the only thing that restricts this one is, I guess it's a 7,000-seat arena, which we don't have to use anymore because of the fact that we have the better weather coming in. But no, there's never been, I don't think I've had a pretty exciting political life. I don't think I've ever had it as strong as this, both in terms of rallies and in terms of support, because our country is going to hell. And 2 years ago, we had the strongest borders we've ever had by far. We had the best economy we've ever had. We had 164 million people working, far more than are working today. We had things that we just, people say that's what we want to get back to.
I think
we're going to do very well.
I want the media to pay attention to one thing, Donald Trump, which is you're going to be in the heart of the Steel Valley, which was until 2016 deep blue, always voted Democrat from the war, World War II, until Donald Trump's election, with the exception of Richard Nixon in 1972. And you will have thousands of people opposite the Ohio State game. So you're counter-programming Ohio State, which for any other person in Youngstown would be deadly, and you're going to have an overflow crowd. That's a story. Do you think that'll get covered?
Well, I love Ohio State, but I want the people to remember. I'm the one that got Ohio State to play that season. Remember that. You can't ever forget it, because they don't like talking about it, you know, the radical left. But I'm the one that got that whole season started, and that was the beginning. And because of that, we got the NFL started. So we got an extra year of football. Who knows if it would have ever started with other people.
Well, make sure you say good things about the Browns.
Did a great job with me.
Say good things about Jacoby Brissett and Nick Chubb, and you'll be fine. And the Guardians are in first place. Mr. President, thank you for joining me. It's been a year. Keep coming back.
Okay, we will. Thank you very much, you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Bye-bye.
Bye.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.